This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
And away we go. Welcome to season 16, episode number 3517. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill. The Ted Smith. God, that's thick. And Mike Hart.
So thick.
Montgomery.
And you are in the Men's Room. I don't want to open my mouth. On tap today, Ryan Castle joins us. Once again, we will sit and spin. Today, we got a problem. Steve's ass. Also, 10 problematic songs that never should have been recorded in the first place. We will play Profile This. Plus headlines, a Men's Room Shot of the Day, fun listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Ted.
Clack, clack, drinking and drunk.
All right, here we go to Russia, where a robber armed with a knife is beaten up with an 8-inch dildo. Meanwhile, another heat dome is coming this week. And in the lower 48, there will be nowhere cool to go. Female corrections officer arrested after having sexy time with inmate that will now be a dad. When you find a $100 million sapphire in your backyard, your day will not be bad. And a town in Nebraska is on the lookout for notorious bubble bandits. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, a lot of people will tell you that there's nothing better than a memorable meal. Well, we're here to say that that depends entirely on what makes that meal memorable. For example, last week, a local Seattle woman, she got herself a salad from Evergreens. And by her own admission, it's her favorite lunch spot. And she goes often. So what made last week's salad so memorable? I'm glad you asked. She found a dead lizard in her salad. It's worse than that, guys. It was missing a leg. It was missing its tail. It was cut in half with its guts hanging out. And she is still not sure if she ate any of that or not. But the meal was, in fact, memorable. But she's not alone. On Sunday, a guy posted a video of live mealworms crawling inside of his package of frosted mini-wheats. Frankly, if I'm a mealworm, I would find a better cereal to eat, but I digress. But it's not always creepy crawlies that ruin a meal. In England, a couple's romantic anniversary dinner was interrupted by a boat full of naked people. But at least the food was good. And a meal, well, it became memorable. And believe it or not, for the last 60 years, freshmen at the Izumo Agricultural and Forestry High School in Japan, they're guaranteed a memorable meal. See, they take a 6-month class called Class of Life. And that's where they raise chickens from the egg until they have to kill and eat them. And yes, it has stirred up controversy, but trust me, the kids remember that meal. So today we want your story. Now, maybe it's what you ate, who you ate with, where you ate, or what happened while you were eating. But today we want to know what made the meal memorable.
Be a part of the big show. Call 206-421-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send those emails to themensroom@kisw.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Back to the conversation. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Home of Jones, and away we go. Welcome to season 16, episode number 3517. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. That is a fact. Ryan Castle will join us once again. We'll sit and spin. And today, we've got 10 problematic songs that never should have been recorded in the first place. You go back and you think to yourself, all right, there's some pretty standard songs where the lyrics are somewhat questionable. Maybe Lou Reed's Walk on the Wild Side. You can hear what Lou is singing about there.
Sure.
Dire Straits, Money for Nothing. He drops the F word probably six times, and I'm not talking about the coitus F word.
Right, this would be a gay slur.
Exactly. Yeah. Probably one of the reasons that tune doesn't get a lot of airplay anymore. Brown Sugar from the Rolling Stones.
Sure.
These are more songs that, yeah, some of them are right in your face problematic, but a lot of them maybe you didn't know were actually
the sneaky ones.
Lyrically, a little bit kind of wrong.
Did you have that experience when your kids were growing up? Because my kids now, and they, like a lot of kids, they like pop music, right? Pop music, either it's about dancing or it's about having sex. And they sing the lyrics to all of it, right? Mm-hmm. So you're sitting in the car, and look, I'm old. I don't know these pop stars. I don't give a flying F about them. The kids like them good enough. But I realize that they're singing, like, I wonder if they know what they're saying. But the last thing I want to do is bring it up, because if they're like, well, no, Dad, what do they mean? I would be more comfortable if they already know what they mean than me having to say, oh, yeah, WAP. Let me explain that to you.
Well, so, hell, we were talking about just like Now I Lay Me and things like that. You know what I mean? Where you know.
Oh, all the nighttime stuff.
Yeah, I mean, that's completely just, you know.
It's horrible.
Nightmare stuff.
Yeah.
It's nightmare fuel every night.
Yeah. I didn't think I was going to die, but on the off chance I do.
I mean, I remember being a kid. I really did look forward to my mom coming in and tucking me into bed.
Sure.
You know
what
I mean? For whatever reason, you know, like, I didn't want to go to bed, but that was cool, you know, and we'd do all that crap. And looking back, I'm like, that's some terrifying stuff. Mm-hmm. If I die before I wake.
Right.
I mean, come on.
I'm
eight. You know what I mean? Like, golly.
Yeah, and your kids are at the age, they probably fathom what it's about, but don't really get the lyrics.
I hope that. Look, if they do, fine. I don't want to have to have the conversation. If they don't, fine. I'm just waiting for the day that they ask, what do they mean when they say so-and-so? Like, son, ask your mother.
10 problematic songs that never should have been recorded in the first place. Coming up, we'll sit and spin. And today on the Men's Room Happy Hour, exclusively on Odyssey. Just search for the Men's Room there. Once you download the Odyssey app, either the Apple Store and Google Play for free. Favorite that bad boy. Coming up at 6 o'clock, we'll do a little segment exclusively for our friends there listening in on the Men's Room Happy Hour. And today, the return of the inappropriate question. And we have some inappropriate scenarios that we're going to see just based on the group in here and you at home, what you would prefer to do based on a listener email. And he said, hey, I just got a question for you guys. And
We have a scenario for that, so we're going to bring back the return of the inappropriate question.
The answer is question, yes.
And it is inappropriate. Yes.
It's but a, yes.
It is an inappropriate question. I think we can get into it a lot better, obviously, with the Men's Room Happy Hour than we can on the air.
So. For sure.
That is going to come up. But if you don't have that app, download the new Odyssey app. Hundreds of brand new stations there for you to check out. A whole lot more if you're interested in checking out our Men's Room Daily Podcast. Ted's got a podcast on there, a couple different podcasts with the Megacast. And I think that's all the podcasts we have left. I think they keep kicking us off. Yeah. But either way, we're good to go on that.
There's stuff up there.
There is. There's a lot of men's room stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You get stuff. You get the weekly podcast. If you don't have time to listen to the show, believe it or not, there's basically an hour's worth of the best that we could do. Now, keep in mind, we're on the air for 20 hours a week, and there's only enough best of stuff for 1 hour. So that's a testament to our strengths in comedy.
One amazing thing about that the weekly best of recap. Mike works very hard to put that together for every week, and I only found out about it maybe a month ago.
Right.
I had no idea that Mike's like, dude, I've been doing this for how long?
Probably a year at this point.
That's all right.
Yeah, honest guy.
When did we start Greatest Story?
A little over a year ago.
Well, I mean, Saturday morning I was driving, and I'm like, why the hell are we on the air? Oh, yeah, that thing we do.
Glad I could have an impact.
With DJ Biggs. I totally forgot. I'm like, why in the hell are we on Saturday morning?
But wait, there's more.
Right, that's what I'm saying. There is more. I was just, you know, listening to the radio stations. Like, what in the hell? Why are we on right now? Did they mess something up? Either way, all that's here for you more.
going for a while.
Well, I'm never in the car on Saturday morning like that. You know what I mean? When it was on.
Right, I know it's on, but same time, I don't think about it.
Right.
I'll hear ads for it, and I go, oh, yeah, that's right, we're on the weekend. Yeah. But honestly, that Best of podcast, I had no idea, right? So Miles said something about it on the air. We go to break. I looked at Mike. I said, when did that start? He's like, dude, I've been doing it. It's already out there. I'm like, what? Yeah, I know nothing about
it. I can't believe you don't spend all weekend long listening to the show you did the week before.
I listen to everyone else.
That is amazing.
You don't have to listen to it to know it's on.
Ted makes a fine point. That's a good point. Honest to God.
That is a great point.
I had no idea.
I know it was on.
Did you know?
I was just.
Yeah, of course.
It just took me a little bit aback. You know what I mean? I was like, why are we on right now? It's so strange. But we're glad you like it. sure. So, our question today, what made the meal memorable? Let's start with this one. A couple was out for a romantic dinner, celebrating their anniversary.
Oh.
They were left stunned when a boat full of naked people pulled up alongside them and the passengers started waving at them, not with their hands. John Wood and his wife were just minding their own business at the River Cafe in Devon in the UK when a cruise ship operated by a Torbay Sun Club went slowly gliding by. It turns out the passengers, who were waving and wearing nothing but a smile, were on the Torbay Sun Club's annual nudist cruise. The cruise, which was operating its annual nude cruise, where passengers embark with little other than their personal luggage, while being encouraged to meet with existing friends and make new ones, was cruising around the area. While for some it's an annual event, for those nearby, like John, who are caught off guard, it was the rising wind that actually led to fears that the water-based naked attraction would be a little bit dangerous. The water conditions were bad, the wind was blowing, it was cold. Now here comes this boat of all these naked people, and they are on a restaurant on the canal.
Yeah.
So they're out there looking, and these guys are all waving their stuff as they're going by. Wood said while he had a good laugh once he realized what was happening, he was also concerned for the health of the passengers. My wife and I were having a lovely anniversary dinner at the cafe when we caught sight of a boat full of naked people traveling slowly. Reaction in the restaurant was mostly of amusement and concern for their health as the wind was getting up. Luckily,
why is everyone so worried about their health?
I guess the weather was pretty bad.
I know you're naked, but you know, what we'll think about the water conditions.
Yeah, they are kind of like what they call in England a sauna club. And they organize the annual event every year, weather permitting. So they still did it anyway. But either way, that was their anniversary dinner. And both full naked people pulled up, which I mean, to be honest with you,
I would find that hilarious.
That would add a little spice to dinner, I believe. You know, I mean, why not? It's an anniversary dinner. You've done a lot of them. You know what I mean?
Every year.
You're just looking at each other, and it's the same two damn people.
Right.
You smile, and you're like, isn't this great? And then you order something expensive. But then all the naked people go
like, thank God for the naked people.
Yeah. Give you a little entertainment. Might even get dessert tonight. All right, a Seattle woman says she was eating a salad she bought from Evergreens when she discovered a dead lizard halfway through eating. She did file a complaint with King County Health here, prompting the county to send over a health inspector. I think we all know where the lizard came from. It's lettuce, for Christ's sake. Incident happened in South Lake Union on Bourne Ave down there. This is like my favorite lunch spot, she said.
But on Wednesday, she picked up a salad and went to work to eat it. And while she was eating, she noticed something wasn't right. I love the quote. I'm like working, eating, and all of a sudden I'm picking up my fork and I'm like, whoa, like that's not part of a lettuce. I'm just kind of turning it, and that's when I saw arms and like the little guts are sticking out, and I'm like, I kind of jumped out of my desk, called my coworkers. We're all freaking out. Shocking, horrible, terrifying, disgusting, she said. That's when I was like, you know, gagging, puking. Could not believe there was a lizard in my salad. You can see part of the arm missing. That's what freaked me out. There wasn't a tail. That's what I was worried about. Did I actually eat that? Or maybe was it in other people's salad, she said. She immediately filed a complaint. And the CEO of Evergreens, obviously, the company says they pay a premium to suppliers to ensure the lettuce and greens they get are good to go. We're working with a national supplier that triple washes cuts and bags of greens, so they're ready for us to eat, specifically to avoid any issues, obviously.
And you watch them make your salad.
Mm-hmm.
So that little lizard must have been hiding in the lettuce. There's probably nothing they could do about it.
I got a little couple little frogs in there, maybe like more of a newt than a salamander or a lizard.
But the difference is this. Part of that lizard was missing.
Yeah.
It's one thing to say, ooh, I found a lizard in my salad. You go, all right. It's another thing when you go, I found part of a lizard in my salad, and I found it halfway through.
Seattle-based food safety attorney Bill Marler. There's a title for you. What do you do? I'm an attorney. What kind of attorney are you? I'm a food-based safety attorney.
That's the hottest, sexiest job.
Yeah, he's an expert in the field. He says finding creatures in food is not as rare as you think. Snakes, mice, spiders, sometimes live things, sometimes not live things. Positive thing is, even though these things are grotesque, most of the time they don't cause human illness. Meanwhile, the woman said she's speaking out because she believes employees serving her should have noticed the problem. A big blue lizard is not something that can be overlooked, she said. Our question, what made the meal memorable? 206-421-ROCK.
Couple of comments here. Says, I was 8 years old and I was eating at, any guesses? I don't even know if this place exists anymore.
How old? 18?
He was 8 years old. When I was eight, my parents said they're going to take me here. I was like, hell yeah.
Ooh.
That's right. Rax. Remember Rax?
Oh, Rax roast beef.
Yeah.
So, I don't remember Rax.
You don't remember Rax?
Rax was the competition to Arby's.
Okay.
Yeah. You can guess who won. But I was 8 years old. I was eating at Rags with my mom and my grandma. Wasn't eating anything special, but something made me burp so loud that the restaurant went silent. The silence broke when an infant sitting at the next table started screaming its head off because I'd woken it up. Needless to say, mom and grandma were mortified. I thought it was hilarious. And then this poor guy, he has sent in multiple texts. In the military, I once opened a good-looking orange and found it to be full of maggots. He checks in a couple minutes later. Once again in the military, I had a salad and found a few caterpillars. Please note that military food is marked, quote, for military or prison use only when delivered in boxes.
Speaking of, a guy posted a video of live mealworms crawling inside his package of Frosted Mini-Wheats. And I like Frosted Mini-Wheats. And he turns the bag around to show that it's still sealed. Kellogg says it's looking into the matter. So even though it's sealed, it is sealed. The bag is sealed. It is crawling with live mealworms.
It makes sense, though. I mean, for the food product, right?
Sure.
Construct a mini wheat, that would be what they want. It's just unfortunate that they're there, but, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, if I'm a mealworm, I'm still eating Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yeah, and like for the mealworm, there's enough air in the bag.
Yeah, they're fine.
There's food in there.
Yeah, like, this is awesome.
They got everything they need.
You know what they had, Ted? This is like your dream of being locked in a 7-Eleven.
Oh, yeah.
Like to them, they're like, dude, we got locked in the bag, and we got nothing but Frosted Mini Wheat. Hell yeah.
It's a lifestyle.
Hello, Craig. Welcome to the men's room. Yep.
Craig's almost there.
Hello, Craig.
Hola.
Oh, that would help. There we go. Hello, Craig. Welcome to the men's room.
Well, my wife and I, before we had kids, were in Dominican Republic, you know, all-inclusive resort. You know, you can eat as much as you want, and you're supposed to go to restaurants every couple nights, whatever. I had my back turned to the couple behind me, and I hear this thump behind me. My wife screams. A lady behind me screams. The guy screams. A rat that was caught in the rafters is spontaneously died, fell from the rafters and landed on her plate, on the lady's plate, not my wife's plate. And I was like, you know, what the, you know, what was that? Anyways.
But it was already dead?
Oh, it was dead. It just died, fell from the rafters, you know, spontaneously died right there, landed on her plate.
Do you remember what kind of restaurant it was?
Oh, you know when you go to those places, you go to the quote-unquote Italian,
oh, yeah,
quote-unquote,
yeah,
you know, I think it was the Italian restaurant. So yeah, I don't know what I was eating.
They always
Ratatouille's, but they always
have an Italian restaurant. Anytime you go to an all-inclusive place, it's guaranteed. It's like, you know, there's always going to be an Italian restaurant at a casino.
Did you, did you go back to the Italian eatery after the dead rat fell on the plate?
Well, no, we didn't. But, you know, you never know what you're eating in those places. You're more there for the rum.
No, you don't. Were you in Punta Cana or La Romana?
We were in Punta Cana.
La Romana almost died one night on I shouldn't have got the ceviche. I'll just put it that way. Ceviche, 90-degree weather, not a good idea. Not a good idea. Oh, my God, I thought it was good.
Comes with a roll of toilet paper.
I barely made it to the room. I mean, I started getting dizzy. I started sweating like hell. I'm like, this is not good at all. That was mushroom level for me. Except for I didn't pass out and have to go to the hospital. Thank God, because I'm in the Dominican.
I got a question for you, Craig. You said before I had kids, me and the wife went to the Dominican. Well, now that you have kids, when's the last time you even left the country?
Oh, man, about a year and a half. But I was thinking it was funny when you're talking about the lyrics of the songs and the hip-hop music, like Cardi B and those guys.
Yep.
My kids are listening to it. I'm thinking, do they know what's going on?
But the problem is you don't want to ask them. Because if they say no, and then they say, what is going on? Like, explaining WAP to them is not high on my
That's
list
all
of
you
priorities.
Need to do your eight-year-old turn around and go, Dad, you know what that is?
And they're like, of course I know what it means.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I don't know which one's worse, but I just don't even bring it up.
She knows what it means. How does she know that?
See, I'd rather not know that.
Golly.
You know what I mean? If they're singing that like that, I know exactly what they're talking about. Like, bro, and they probably do.
My daughter.
You know. And the genre changes, but like, it happens to every generation.
But look, when I was their age, and I'm saying stuff like Kiss songs, right? And Kiss, as campy as they are, all they sang about was sex. I mean, Christ, the name of the song is Love Gun. Right. But I did not know what I was talking about. I knew it word for word. And I would sing it, and looking back, I remember I'd see my parents kind of give each other a look, and they kind of do a small head shake. Mm-hmm. And now I realize what they're saying is, don't bring it up.
My daughters are 12, 13 years old. They're sitting on the couch with me, and they wanted to watch some movie. It's probably like a rom-com or something, but it was, you know, like a love story, but it was a little bit edgy or whatever. You know?
All right.
And the couple's either sitting there, I can't remember if they're driving or whatever, and either way, the girl's head disappears. Into the man's lap, you know what I mean? And my one daughter looks at me and goes, Dad, is she giving him a mm-hmm? How do you know that? How do you know that? You should not know that.
But yes. Yes, she is.
The answer is yes. Yes, I believe that's what's happening. Based on the facial expressions he's making.
Right.
What made the meal memorable? 206-421-ROCK.
Why is his mouth open if he's not yawning?
Why is his head leaning back so far?
Why are his eyes closed? Shouldn't he be paying attention?
To the road?
Right. Hello, Wes. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, hermanos.
Hola.
All right, so just a little side story. Before we went to the meal, we had to drop my sister off at Girl Scout camp in southern Missouri and then go to my grandfather's 75th birthday. And so we were going to barbecue, and this is in South City, St. Louis. You know, my grandpa, I mean, God, he'd been through World War II, told my mom never to park the Toyota in the driveway because, you know, them damn engines were in the zeros. So he's a crusty old man, you know, God bless him. But My mother and my aunt start arguing about the truck that my grandfather had given to him. And she's like, yeah, I can get $2,000 for this truck. And it's rusted out. It's like an 83 Ford F-150. It's just garbage. And my mom's like, no, you can't. You're going to get like $200. And so it's July. They're drinking Bud Ice because we're classy. And, you know, they're yelling at each other, and my aunt flicks off my mother, and my mother was a feisty little 5'4" Spitfire, and she goes, F you, Dana, I'm going to punch you in the mouth. And my aunt, Dana, was like, no, you won't. And my mom just walked up on the porch and started like a piston, just punch her in the face with her left hand because my mom was a southpaw. just starts punching her. And I'm like, oh my God. So my grandpa, their father, tries to break it up and is like in between them, kind of like grabbing them. My Aunt Dana's husband goes to help break it up and knocks my grandfather over. My Uncle Randy sees this and goes, don't you effing touch my dad. And he's like 5'6". I'm 6'4", 200 pounds. My Uncle Randy charges this dude and knocks him down and starts going to town on him. And I grab him, and my cousin Danny grabs his other arm and he throws us off like I don't know, like Superman, like He-Man, whatever, and just goes back to work on him. And then my grandmother's like, oh my God. And my cousin Danny's wife is like, doesn't know what to do. So she just runs in the house. We're in the yard, like a bunch of white trash, just trying to break up this fight. And they're flicking each other off. And finally, my Aunt Dana and Uncle Dennis leave. And we sit down, and it's like the most quietest meal ever.
What did you guys have?
How awkward is that to sit there?
It wasn't awkward for me, because like I didn't do anything.
Yeah,
like, and what we had for the meal was, so in St. Louis we do thick cut pork chops and we barbecue them and put a lot of barbecue sauce on them. But oh my God, it was like,
yeah,
we're just sitting there and nobody's talking.
But what kind of beer were you drinking again?
Bud Ice.
So
Bud
Ice. Well, so I was like 16. Yeah, it was Bud Ice. I was 16. My grandpa's a vet. He would go to the Air Force Base in Southern Illinois and get Bud Ice for cheap. And then I drove my mom home and she goes, I don't ever want to talk about this again. And my sister didn't know for like 5 years. And my mom took her car and said, here's a check for groceries. I'm going to leave and go to Kansas City. And I was like,
damn.
Okay. All right.
Well, in all fairness, if you don't want to have a conversation with somebody at all, period, but you have to go to barbecue. Nobody talks. It's the quietest. You go, try this, man.
The problem with that is when the food is still cooking, you still got
to
talk.
To me, barbecuing is a ton of chit-chat.
Well, I mean, if you go to a barbecue restaurant, it just seems like as soon as the food comes out.
When the food gets there, people quiet down a little bit.
It's like deathly quiet for like 15 minutes solid. People are just down into it, you know what I mean? What made the meal memorable? 206-421-ROCK.
99.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
9 KISW.
Yay!
You're in the men's room.
Our question, what made the meal memorable? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Jess. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Okay, so I told Mike before, it's kind of hard to tell this without gagging a little, but basically I was about five years old, and my mom, anytime that she would need to take me to maybe run errands or something like that, you know, if I was well-behaved, then she'd let me pick out like a candy bar or toy or something like that. And so this particular time I wanted a Hostess cupcake. The ones with the cream filling and the little squiggly frosting on top, you know?
Yeah, they're great.
Know them well. Yeah. Two-pack.
Super delicious, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's always been one of my favorites. Well, it was. Still is now, but it took a long time. So anyway, we get back home, and my mom gives me my cupcake, and I was probably like halfway or about three bites into it or however, you know, to where the cream filling is. And when I went to swallow, I felt something like going, something stringy going down my throat, and so I spit out the food that was in my mouth and pulled out a really long hair that wasn't mine. It was like a long black hair, and it was inside the cupcake. There was no way it was mine. I have blonde hair, and to this day, if I get any hair in my mouth whatsoever, cat fur, my hair, your hair, anybody, any kind of anything that's not food, it just throws me over the edge, and I can't eat. Like, it was traumatic. To say the least.
Does that, and it sounds like a ridiculous question, but as far as getting hair in my mouth, does that affect you with fellatio? Because look, let's face it, man, in those moments.
No, that's different. I think it's just like the idea of having, because the hair was like still in part of the food I was chewing, but then it was also going down my throat as I was swallowing. So like, I think it was just the texture. Oh gosh, I'm starting to gag even telling you guys.
Have you eaten another Hostess cupcake?
I have. It did take a while to get over that. And I've had hair in my mouth on other occasions.
Just, I bet you have.
Know, like in food. Just in eating, but it's the same thing.
Yeah, well, that's why I asked. You know what I mean? Like there's moments of intimacy, we'll say, and you realize there is now a hair, not just
part,
in my
I
mouth.
Not even the act of doing the deed, but like, if I get back on hair, oh yeah, hard no, like that's game over right there. Okay, we're done. I can't do that.
Has that ever happened? Have you been like in the moment, just like, sorry, man, I'm out?
Yeah, that's happened.
Okay, just curious. Mm-hmm. I always find a way to fight through, but you know, you try to be subtle. You know, when you're having sex, if something's going wrong and you're the only one aware of it, you know, you try to play it off as best you can, right? Like maybe you're starting to get a Charlie horse and you're like, please go away. Or you get the hair in your mouth. I can deal with that. So when nothing hits the back of your throat.
That's the problem. Because I'm like, stuck. Right.
Like, so I'm not trying to be unsexy. Hang on. You got. Okay. All right. We're good. Are we good? No.
And then eventually you got to turn, look away, and just hope you can get it without puking.
What is the length of hair that makes you want to send the food back?
The length?
So it's basically just length.
It's got to be, like, if it's a three-inch size.
If it's a three-inch hair, right?
I can't. Well, I don't know that I'd send it back, but I'm not going to eat.
All right. Now, but if it was all curly and squiggly and weird, then
it freaks you out.
Even if it was just a little bit thicker, you know what I mean? Instead of a thinner strand of hair, so to speak.
I feel like pube, right? Because a hair on someone's head generally is not as thick. As a pube. So if I'm looking at this hair and it came from your head, look, you might have lice. I don't know. But I feel better about that than the other one. But what is the likelihood that someone's pubic hair accidentally ends up in your food?
Right. It could be.
That's probably not going to happen.
Generally, body hair has the same look.
It does.
Like, my tub looks like I just shedding pubes all the time.
That is
It's just
sexy.
Because, like, the hair on my, yeah, they're small and curly. And then when you get a beard, you get kind of used to having hair in your food.
Oh, yeah.
Chilling
on. But it's yours.
You might be entering the hair starting to fall off your body stage. Because that's when it started happening to me about 40.
That'd be nice.
I mean, seriously. I
think that you've had that. Right, you're just constantly rejuvenating your... It's like shark teeth.
But I'd be fine if they did.
I mean, yeah.
I also think, to me, it depends on what the meal is and where I'm at.
That goes a long way.
Because I have definitely been, we'll just say, a little upset or worked up, maybe on a road trip with one other person who was like fast food, like, I can't eat this. There's weird hair in there. Like, take my fries. I don't give a crap right now.
I'll eat
it. We have stopped 5 times. We're never going
to
get there.
At the Sounders game on Sunday, to answer this person's question, yes, I was at the Sounders game. Sounders game on Sunday, man. It's just me and my son, and I always ask him, what do you want to eat? Because on those games, I don't care, man. You can have as much soda as you want, blah, blah, blah. So he just wants to get a Coke, and he has his heart set on a pretzel.
All right.
Quick side note, these are the freshest, hottest goddamn pretzels I've ever gotten at the game because there were so many people, so you were getting them fresh, right? But we waited in line for probably 25 minutes. We missed the opening kick, all this stuff, 25 minutes in line. He wants 2 pretzels. I'm like, F it. I'm not waiting for anything else. I will get one myself. So now we have 3 pretzels. And I'm holding everything. I don't want him to carry my beer, right? So he's carrying like a pretzel and something else. I got 2 more. I'm now walking down to my seats. I see the wife of Ryan Castle. So she stops me to say hello. And as I turn around, the top pretzel slides out of my hands and lands face down on the goddamn stadium steps, right?
Did you pick it up?
Not only did I pick it up, but when we got down our seat, you goddamn right ate that thing.
Yeah, the pretzel's good.
Because I looked at him, right? Because my son, he's like, are you still going to eat it? I'm like, yeah, I'm not telling anyone.
If I bounced a hot dog on a couple stamps, I might check it out.
Because it was hot, man, and it smelled so good. And I don't know how many people have walked in that spot, but I mean, it fell like between the stairs and the end seat.
And you didn't have mustard on top of it, right?
No, it was just salt.
Yeah, you're good.
No, it's still gross.
You might have lost a couple salt.
I did not care.
Salt kernels or whatever.
I will tell you this. It was still delicious. But every time for the duration of eating the pretzel, I mean, it was so good, man. But every time I put a bite in my mouth, I'm like, you just dropped this goddamn thing on the stadium ground.
Or am I
going to
bite into a rock?
And I don't care.
What made the meal memorable? 206-421-ROCK.
Dude, look, I thought you were going to say your beer spilled on the pretzel and ruined it. At least that was still edible.
You know what? The stadium pretzel was better. Because even though I know where it had been, I saw where it landed. A woman had to move her foot out of the way for me to grab it. It still tasted the same. The beer ruins the taste. So it was disgusting, but it was delicious. Hello, Tim. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello? Tim?
Hola.
Hola.
Hola. So, Tim, anyway, what made the meal memorable?
Well, a place where the wife and I used to work was down in, and I'll stay at South Park, just down the hill from Rat City. Anyway, there was an Italian place where she liked to get these grinder sandwiches. So I ran up and grabbed a couple. She's sitting at her desk. She unwraps the darn thing. And we had acoustic ceilings, you know, those ceiling tiles in the office?
Yeah.
She's sitting at her desk, and all of a sudden, one of those ceiling tiles kind of opens up, and into the middle of her sandwich falls a bunch of maggots.
Mm.
Dead baby rats, and what we can only assume was the mother. She was the size of a large cat, right in the middle of her sandwich, and she has not been able to eat anything from that restaurant since.
But that was the workplace, right? I mean, that wasn't really the sandwich place's fault.
No, but it's just every time I think about getting a sandwich from there, she thinks of maggots. Dead rats and baby rats.
So that's
I never thought
the restaurant's fault, but they are now the association. Right. So, like, you want another grinder? And the first thought that comes is maggots and rats.
Maybe we should ask the question, where did the rat fall from the sky on your food?
I know. It was unbelievable.
That's too
interesting. The office had really thick insulation over it, and it went out. We had a shop outside, and the rats, we had a real serious rat problem. And, the rats were living in that insulation. We had exterminators come down a couple weeks later, and they were finding rats the size of chihuahuas.
But only the dead ones fall out of the ceiling.
Yeah, along with her dead babies and all their lovely, fun little creepy crawly maggots.
Yeah.
Well,
people have been talking about all the rabbits that have kind of done their thing since the pandemic started.
Yeah.
It seems like there's a boom in rabbits. Well, a lot of construction places continue doing their thing.
And there's nobody downtown. They're still digging holes. They're still doing construction in my neighborhood. I mean, I saw an equal amount of rats that I did bunnies. I mean, they were just out. They were seemed a little.
Well, they got nowhere to go.
They were more timid. They were just kind of like hungry and looking.
The construction
around.
Always brings them out.
And there was no food for them normally, like in the dumpsters and stuff. So they're kind of
right because no one's going out. The restaurants are closed.
More brave during the day instead of just being out at night.
Hunger makes things brave, man.
I saw tons of those things. What made the meal memorable? 206-421 Rock.
Hello, Max. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey. So my dad tells this story of how he was dating this beautiful girl and he was all excited to finally be meeting her parents, and they invite him over for dinner, and during dinner he had to pee really bad, and unfortunately the bathroom was right off of the dining room table, and so excuses himself and goes in there, and because he's all nervous and thinking so much knowing he has to pee really bad, he crouches down on one knee so he doesn't make a big splash, And he tries to do the swirly method, kind of go on the side of the bowl. And all this would have been fine if the dog didn't nudge the door open while he's on one knee peeing into the toilet.
Oh, my God. Oh,
Jesus. They all saw him in there on one knee?
Yeah.
That's kind of weird. I don't think I've ever seen anybody pee on one knee before.
Just to avoid the sound of peeing.
I think it would be really weird to even try to get down on one knee or two knees and pee.
One knee's kind of popular in soccer.
Really?
Oh, I mean, if you're just
they're on the field?
Well, if you're on the pitch.
Yeah, sometimes you're just trying to be inconspicuous.
I mean, yeah, I get that, but like in a bathroom.
A bathroom. I think I did it once at a tailgate in between some cars.
Are you still weird about people hearing you pee? Like, there was a time in my life, right? Because the bathroom was always right next to where everyone was. And everyone tried to pee as quiet as possible, or a lot of women would go in and they'd turn the faucet on, right? Yeah. So you hear the sound of the faucet. But now I realize, as an adult, if another man is going to the bathroom, I prefer to hear that you're hitting the water. Because if you're not, I know
I like making bubbles.
That you just made a mess on my toilet, right?
I mean, to me, it just depends on time of day and where the bathroom is.
I mean, it's not, you're not trying to, but if I'm around people I know, it doesn't bug me. Obviously, like in a public bathroom, it is what it is. But I realize now as an adult, especially with having a kid, well, my son, I don't have to do it now. He has pretty good aim, thank God. But not every kid does. But he go in the bathroom at like 3. And I would like turn the volume down to TV because I'm listening to him pee, and I'm like, that is all water. My man. Seriously. Because other times you hear like, bloop, bloop, then it stops. But I'm like, he just peed on the side of the goddamn toilet. And it's how fast he walks out of the bathroom. Like, go back in and clean up the toilet because I heard that you missed the water at some point.
And wash your hands.
Yeah, wash your goddamn hands.
What made the meal memorable? 206-421 Rock.
And outside of people living in, like, I get it when it's apartments or something.
Yeah.
But I'll never understand. Like, I have some friends at, like, homes, and it's like the toilet's right there next to, like, the kitchen or the dining room.
Not only that, the one of my friends.
Which is peeing is fine, but
peeing
sometimes.
Peeing is fine. But here's the thing. Yeah. If I know you have to go to the bathroom and I notice you don't use that bathroom, I also know that you're pooping. Right? Because how many times have you been somewhere someone's like, hey, man, do you have another bathroom? Keep in mind, there's no one in the one that they're looking at, but you're like, oh, you got to drop a deuce.
My grandparents' house.
That's what I'm talking about.
They put a kitchen. They put a little add-on to their kitchen. And one of the things, it was a half bathroom. And then they did a deck on the back. And the half bathroom had a door like that you would put on a closet door. And it was slatted. Okay?
For a bathroom?
Yes. And it was one of those that, like it was. It would
so
break.
We can hear, see, and smell everything you're doing.
It was,
a
pool middle handle. You know what I mean? The door broke into two pieces when it.
Oh, yeah. Like that.
Closed.
Oh.
It was one of those, but it was a slatted one, man. So you go in there, man. And it was just, I mean, and no one minds. They didn't mind going in there and just blowing it up.
Right.
And you could be sitting there, like, trying to eat lunch with your grandfather, and he would walk in, man, and, he'd do his thing because he was a mailman. So he would come home for lunch.
Right.
He would eat lunch, and then he would use the bathroom. But, man, when he used the bathroom, he'd come in first, and it was just like, you could barely sit in there and have a conversation. You didn't even want to eat a bologna sandwich.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because it was just
been
so
tainted with your stink.
It was so horrible. But this is like, these are before the days of courtesy flushing and, all these other things that we now know to be true. Or maybe having an exhaust fan in a bathroom for a change, hotels. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So none of that.
Well, and courtesy flush, like, I only learned that at like 18 or 19.
And why?
Right. Because somebody at the job I was working was like, damn it, man. Like, who's in there? I was like, it's Ted. Have you never heard of a courtesy flush? What? Yeah, flush now.
Please.
Don't wait.
God damn, it's that
flush
bad.
Again if you have to.
God damn, man.
I mean, it's exactly what it was.
You know the problem with a courtesy flush is? The biggest problem with a courtesy flush.
People know you're doing it.
No, you never get a chance to really look at it.
You know, I always take a pizza. You just reach back real quick. You know how everybody likes to look at what they do?
Dude, so, I'm 100% with you.
If you courtesy flush, you're not exactly sure what
But you got to peek. At least spread your legs a little. But you're not you don't done. Get the best
it's, view. It's a courtesy flush. You can't really take a good look at it.
I know, but you got to.
Yeah, because at home, you always check.
Oh, guaranteed.
But a courtesy flush, you don't get the check. You don't know what you've done.
Yeah.
So to me, it's like, oh, no, I don't know what happened there. I need to.
Was it good? Was it bad?
I know it smelled.
But I don't feel like I check it out that much in a public bathroom anyway, right? Just if there's someone else in the bathroom, because they know what you're doing based on the amount of time, right? So they kind of know when you're done. They've heard you wipe. And if there's a long gap between the time they've wiped and the time they flush, they're studying their poop.
They're staring at their poop. Look, man, I got pretty stoned last night. I'm sitting on the couch watching a movie, and I decided I'm going to eat some peanuts, you know? I'm pretty well spaced on the fact that I ate peanuts. I remember having like a bowl full of peanuts, you know, eating peanuts. This morning I knew right away. I was like, oh, yeah, I had peanuts.
I had peanuts.
Yeah.
You said with the courtesy flush, you wouldn't remember.
I would have never remembered to have peanuts because I cleaned up.
Yes, you can check it. You know right away. Mm-hmm. It's like if you were eating, say, elote the next morning, like, there's that corn.
Oh, God.
What made the meal memorable? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Hart. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, like I was telling the screener, once when I was a kid, about 9 years old, I went to visit my cousin who lived on a farm. And one day they had this pig, and the pig was sickly, so they decided to kill and butcher it for dinner. And I had no idea where meat came from at this point, and I'd never seen an animal get butchered. But that was a learning experience for me, seeing the pig get cut open, and it's got some blood fall out on the floor, and the chicken started picking through it.
Yeah, but you know what? I think at the end of all that, like I've seen chickens being slaughtered. I've seen deer being gut and all that stuff. At least with a pig, in the end, the product that you get is worth what you had to go through to see it. Like I've gutted a deer before and then had someone else like take the deer to a butcher.
For months afterwards, I couldn't even look at pork.
How old were you again?
9 years old.
Yeah, I mean, not my best.
That's young enough to be traumatic. Sure.
I mean, look, it's even now. Look at my daughter, especially because she's one of those people that loves everybody and everything all the time. Everything's good. And she starts out, well, where exactly does meat come from? I'm like, well, it comes from animals. And she just kind of has this blank look on her face, right? And I'm explaining some of the food products we might have in the fridge, but we pointed out hamburger patties that are on the ready for tonight specifically. And she's like, it doesn't look anything like a cow. I'm like, well, when it starts off, it looks like a cat. I was waiting for her to, and she never, I think she pieced it together, but she never wanted to ask because if I just told her the straight up, like, she would just be mortified. But I could tell, like, oh, she's just now figuring out, like, yeah, they call it ground beef. You know why? Because they grind it up. And you could just see her noodling through. I'm like, yeah, she's hating this. Mm-hmm. I can tell.
She's going to be a vegan.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
What made the meal memorable? 206-421-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.